Hey, good morning. Good morning. This is the Water Boys. I haven't really played much of them singing. Here's a, I pictured a rainbow. I'm pausing it right there. I haven't listened to this song in decades, and I didn't especially pick it for you. It picked itself for you today. I don't know what the lyrics say, except that was beautiful. I pictured a rainbow. You held it in your hands. I more so just wanted some music to start us off, just to, I don't know, it just seems nice to have a little music, and I wanted to, I don't know, just have a moment to breathe and be here with you, picture you, picture your name. Some of you, I can picture your faces now because I've had some beautiful moments of connection with you on Zoom. I loved that. And I'm going to start us off today with a poem. It's something that Jenny will know this. Jenny, if you're listening in, I received a beautiful note from someone in our community, and it made me want to read this poem to her, so I did. But now I want to read it to everybody because you'll see. It's by my friend Rosemary, whom, you know, I've spoken about. You, those of you who are in the Secret Agents of Change, you know that she's my co-spy master. And she's just an all-around beautiful, beautiful person. And this poem is called Watching My Friend Pretend Her Heart Isn't Breaking. On Earth, just a teaspoon of neutron star would weigh 6 billion tons. 6 billion tons equals the collective weight of every animal on Earth times 3. 6 billion tons sounds impossible until I consider how it is to swallow grief. Just a teaspoon, and one might as well have consumed a neutron star. How dense it is. How it carries inside it the memory of collapse. How difficult it is to move then. How impossible to believe that anything could lift that weight. There are many reasons to treat each other with great tenderness. One is the sheer miracle that we are here together on a planet surrounded by dying stars. One is that we cannot see what anyone else has swallowed. I just love that. You know, there are many reasons to treat each other with great tenderness. The miracle that we're all here together, you know, and then that we just don't know. We just don't know what anyone is carrying at this moment. If any of you read my email that I sent out a couple days ago, I was referencing, right, that there have been, as there seems like always are, huge, just unthinkable tragedies happening in the world. It feels as if we're never without them, right? That earthquake in Turkey, Syria, was especially, for me, just totally unimaginable, the number of people who died and who lost their families, their whole like homes and safety and security and their everyday life. They're, you know, just I as you can tell, I don't even have words. And that's just one human event. And so The thing I want to bring to you is what the same message that I brought a couple days ago, perhaps with just a different angle to it, which is that idea of we must treat ourselves and others with this great tenderness that Rosemary is speaking about. We must. There's so much work to be done to support other human beings, to lift other human beings, to support and lift ourselves. And that was the message. So, right, that was the message. If you read that, I was talking about going to a light festival and how important that sort of self-care is, you know, to be able to laugh and to find connection with people, to, as you guys know, I'm always talking about the metaphor of looking for light, because to me, that's what carries me to each next moment, right? Each next moment, I just need a little bit of light. It's almost like it. That's what fuels me as much as food. And so I don't know exactly where I want to go or we want to go in our conversation right now, because we are in a conversation. You're here with me. They say that time isn't linear, and I love that. I love repeating that to myself, because if time isn't linear, you are here with me while I'm making this, right? Like that there's a way in which your spirit, your energy, what's going on for you, it's here. And I hope it's okay with Jenny if I just share, not the details of what she wrote about, but that she reached out to me after that email and just said, you know, thank you. You know, and she said some really grief-filled things, hard things that have been happening in her life, and the necessity for moments of light. And her writing to me was that same light back to me. I know you know this. I know I sound like a broken record, because I'm always saying that, right? Like that it's this amazing, beautiful recipe that when we give love and the other person then reflects it back to us, it's just this, it's boomeranging all over the place, the love, the light. And always, but I was going to say especially right now, I just feel that we can all be more conscious of those moments when we have the capacity to give a little light. We can all be more conscious of the moments when we desperately need it, and that we have to dig inside ourselves to ask for help, to ask for light from someone else. You know, they're both two sides of the same coin, and every bit is important, because we don't know when we're in that moment of desperately needing just a tiny uplift, that if we reach out to someone and say, it could be as benign as this. Sometimes I've done this because it's hard to ask for help. Please, do you have a joke for me? I am in a really, really, really dark place, and I could use something to make me smile, right? Because that, you know, it's not putting too much pressure on the other person. It's not asking them to, you know, it's not asking them to take on your difficulties. It's just saying in a very simple way, help me, please. Send me light. You could even say to someone, you know, reach out, like, and I've done this. A lot of my friends know I use the expression the pit, because that's that place where it felt like the heavy iron wall closing in on me. A pit is kind of the same thing. It's like, I can't get out. I've fallen in this place. It's dark and cold and I can't get out, you know. I'm in the pit. Do you have any bit of rope, right? Like, whatever it is. But going back to Rosemary's poem, there are many reasons to treat each other with great tenderness. One is the sheer miracle that we're here together on a planet surrounded by dying stars. And I don't know if she meant this, but to me, that's a double entendre, you know, that dying stars, because it's like every human being here that has walked on this planet is a star, right? And so we are here on a planet, and people around us are dying all the time. The stars are dying, and literally, of course, the stars are, I don't know how that happens, but when they just lose their light, right? And they die out, the stars in the universe. I just think that's so beautiful. We cannot see what anyone else has swallowed. We just don't know. You know, when you're in the in the market and the clerk is grumpy. When you are trying to like get, you're driving and you're just trying to merge and no one will let you merge. It's like there's so many moments where we just don't know. You know, perhaps this has happened to me, and I always use this example because there have been times when I've been so grief-filled and I'm driving and I'm not aware, you know. I try very hard to be as aware as possible when I'm driving, of course, right? But there are those lapses where we're just suddenly like, oh my gosh, that person's been trying to merge. I didn't even know. So, but back to the first part of this, because I do feel like this is a circle. It's a circle of love that we're all in. And in order for us to be able to treat other people with that tenderness, we have to treat ourselves that way first. You know, we have to get the rest. We have to eat foods that really support us. We have to do things for ourselves that are kind, because otherwise we're stressed and we're exhausted and we don't have anything to give. This is all common sense. We all know this. But if you're like me, I need to be reminded all the time. There are just certain things. My spiritual teacher, my mentor, it's like I hear them say the same things over and over again, and I need it. So let me play a little music again. Where did they go? Where did the water boys go? And they've disappeared on me. I'm laughing to myself. It's a beautiful song. I don't know what it means. And I'm thinking of Becky. Becky, I don't know if you're listening right now, but Becky is a songwriter who's also in our community. And she, once I said, I think I'm starting to love to listen to lyrics. And she was so excited. And it's true. Like lyrics are, there's just poetry. I don't know why. I think part of it is just this sense of not enough time, to be honest, right? This is like one of my karmas. There's just, it seems like not enough time to, you know, after I have this conversation with you, I'll be on to the next thing. And I'm going to make it, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up the lyrics after this. I'm going to break that conditioned story about not enough time. And anyway, I love you. I'm so glad to get to share life with you. I so appreciate just your heart that is ever growing. Your heart is ever growing. We all are just like on this path. We're practicing, we're trying, we're, you know, not always succeeding. There's so many moments in each week where it's like, I'm tired. I don't have the energy to do, you know, the nice thing I want to do for someone, and I'm grumpy. And it's like, that's okay. We use practices to help ourselves, first and foremost, take care of ourselves so that we can feel the life force, the energy, the light to give it to somebody else. That's all. Practicing over and over and over again. You know, if we don't have it for ourselves, can we give it to ourselves? Can we ask for help? And then when we are in a place of energy and light, can we look around and see who might need it? It's that simple, that tenderness, right? What else have we got, right? What else is that important besides being here for each other, supporting each other through, making the connections, feeling a little extra special love and light along the journey? That's what's going to matter on our deathbed. I know it. Right? It's not going to be the awards, the accolades. It's not going to be the hours we spent, you know, working on a project. It's going to be how connected we felt, how alive we felt, how real we felt, how many emotions we felt, how many times we let ourselves laugh or cry with a friend, right? Anyway, thank you for that. Thank you for being here with me. I love you. Bye-bye.